Statistical procedures. Principal components are extracted from a correlation matrix. Principal components should only be extracted if there is systematic covariation in the correlation matrix. This is known as the sphericity question. Same sphericity that we talked about in discriminant function analysis. Now, the funky thing about the sphericity test is the sphericity test is done before the next factor is extracted. In other words, the sphericity tests, is there any systematic variance left? If there is, you pull a factor out of it. If there's not, you quit. There are two different sphericity tests, both called Bartlett sphericity test. Sorry about that. The first is whether or not there is any systematic covariation in the original correlation matrix. Should we even bother to factor this at all? SPSS will do that test for us. We ask for Bartlett's test. I'll show you how to do it. These different tests, and the one that's more useful to us that SPSS doesn't do, is whether there is any systematic covariation left in the partial correlation matrix after a given number of factors have been extracted. So after we've extracted two, is there enough systematic variation left to go looking for a third? That's also called Bartlett's sphericity test, and for it we have a computator that I'll show you. Okay, applying Bartlett's sphericity tests. Retaining the null means don't extract another factor. Rejecting the null means extract the next factor. Significance tests provide a p-value and so a known probability that the next factor is one too many, which would be a type 1 error. Like all significance tests, these are influenced by n. Larger n, more power, more likely to reject the null. If you're more likely to reject the null, you're more likely to keep the next factor and make a type 1 error. The quandary? Samples large enough to have a stable correlation matrix are likely to have excessive power and lead to overfactoring. So the sphericity test is typically seen not so much as a decision rule as a minimum requirement. If you don't have a significant factor, don't talk to me about it. But even if it's significant, I still want to know how much variance it accounts for. I'd like to see replication and interpretability. So because the sample sizes tend to be so large and the power of this test is so excessive, it tends to be seen as a minimum standard rather than a primary decision rule.